Veterinarians, like human doctors, are at high risk of depression and suicide. They carry the weight of their patients' problems and make critical medical choices every day. Mariana Dale of KJZZ reports the animal care community is working to bring awareness about mental health into clinics and classrooms.
Dr. Rebecca Johnson's patients come to her from all walks of life.
How's she been doing at home?
Hi.
Oh, really good.
Hello, you look like you're doing really well.
Today, Chessie the kitten weighs in at just over 4 pounds and is waiting for her latest round of vaccines.
Be brave.
I know.
The Phoenix Area Animal Hospital, where she works, treats cats, dogs, and more exotic animals.
I just did a nail trim on a sugar glider this morning, which is like a little fuzzy squirrel, if you're not familiar with them.
Johnson has been a vet for a decade now. She says it's a profession for helpers.
I really enjoy being able to help people work through the problems that they're experiencing with really important members of their family.
Most vets spend at least 8 years in school. Dr. Johnson graduated with enthusiasm for her new job.
That was a lot of times in the very beginning of my career, balanced by the anxiety at night when I would go home and I would replay all of the patients that I had seen that day and wonder, did I do everything I was supposed to do? What if I made the wrong decision?
A vet might put an animal down and then see a healthy pet like Chessie in their next appointment. It's emotional whiplash. On top of that, veterinarians often carry a lot of student debt. And unlike public hospitals for people, animal clinics can be forced to turn away clients if they can't pay for services.
It just takes a lot of practice to reassure yourself that you've done the best that you could with the information that you had at the time.
Over the years, Johnson has seen firsthand how serious the consequences of stress can be. One of her favorite professors died by suicide. So did a surgeon who worked closely with her clinic.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to fix it, but I know that we need to talk about it more.
A study of U.S. veterinarians found they're almost twice as likely as the general population to experience psychological distress like depression and mental illness. It suggests 1 in 6 have thought about suicide since graduating.
Being kind of obsessed with the troubles of other people, that piles up.
Dr. Charles Figley is a psychologist who's pioneered the study of what's called compassion fatigue. It's a secondary trauma that impacts people who are constantly helping those in pain. Doctors, for example, are at risk for this emotional exhaustion, which could in turn contribute to depression.
They have no way to get around looking into the eyes of their clients to try to figure out how to help them.
Figley compares it to secondhand smoke. You inhale troubles that aren't your own. Symptoms can include anxiety, trouble sleeping, and burnout. Figley says to combat compassion fatigue with self-care and support.
If they can transform that into lessons and learning from their struggles, then they can transform it into stepping stones.
Before any transformation can happen, people have to recognize there's a problem. Dr. Carla Gartrell is an administrator at Midwestern University, Arizona's only veterinary school.
A lot of our students are high achievers. They haven't dealt with failure before.
She says when she was in vet school 30 years ago, there were no classes outside of science. Today, lessons on communication, mental fatigue, and suicide are baked into the curriculum from year one.
You are going to have to deal with these heavy issues, and you are going to have to carry the weight of, you know, your owner's emotions and help them through it.
Dr. Kelsey Bradley is one of the younger vets at the animal hospital. She noticed her anxiety mounting 6 months out of vet school.
A lot of what we do in the hospital, there's not a lot of time to process it.
Her solution was a monthly meetup for vets and technicians. Over food and drinks, they discussed the hardest cases and the euthanasias.
I thought that we could try to make a place outside of work, a place where everyone does understand.
Every meeting ends with a discussion of the best things that happened in the last month. It's a reminder that in addition to healing animals, they can help each other. For Here and Now, I'm Mariana Dale.